Good morning, everybody. I read a lot of stuff in the morning, sometimes not relating to weather, and there's one really neat thing here that I was reading, at least for me anyway, and it has to do with the Occupy Wall Street movement. It's not political because I don't like political statements, but it's a nice general overview from a guy who is the founder of Bridgewater Associates. His name is Ray Dalio, D-A-L-I-O. First name Ray, if you want to look him up. But it really summarizes what's going on, and these are his words from October 25th. We are in the midst of a deleveraging, and we are nearly out of ammunition, and we are at each other's throats. Being in a deleveraging and nearly out of ammunition is a very difficult position to be in, but being at each other's throats is our biggest problem. Our character and our political and social systems are now being tested in ways that have typically been tested in past deleveragings. In deleveragings, bad economic conditions typically lead to emotional reactions, social and political fragmentation, poor decision-making, and increased conflict. When this occurs in democracies, the checks and balance system, which is intended to yield the best results for the whole, can stand in the way of thoughtful leadership and lead to ineffective mob rule. This dynamic can lead to a self-reinforcing downward spiral. He continues, this growing populism will have important implications for monetary, fiscal, and trade policies and will significantly increase risks of a market downturn and a global recession. Regarding monetary policy, the mob is at the gates of the Federal Reserve and wants to grab control while those on the inside are in disagreement about what should be done. Federal Chairman Ben Bernanke and those who helped him save the country from depression are now under siege. These challenges are being faced in different forms by most central banks at the same time as they are nearly out of ammunition. Their capacities to ease are very limited because they cannot stimulate private credit creation and because they cannot get money into the hands of the people who actually need it. For these reasons, there is greater risk that central banks cannot save us as they have always in the past. The battle between the left that wants to tax the rich more and the right that wants to cut entitlement programs is at a fierce stalemate that is likely to intensify in more scary ways. As a result, fiscal policy is unlikely to be supportive to economic growth, and he continues further. Mobs are at the doors of bankers and others in the financial system, screaming to politicians to put these people in jail, while vote-seeking politicians are fanning the flames rather than reminding people that the legal system is the way that these people should be judged. Since banks are leveraged about 15 to 1, it doesn't take much of a debt problem to cause them solvency problems, and since in deleveragings, debt problems are big, there is a significant risk banks will run out of equity again, and the fury against them will intensify. And he continues, in summary, if we calm down and work together to properly manage this difficult situation, for example, if we can properly distribute both the austerity and the increased efforts that are required to manage our debt burdens, we can get through this deleveraging without great pain. If we can't, we may experience an economic, social, and political collapse. Of course, that might be on the extreme, but you get the idea. Very interesting when you kind of step back and look at it from a whole. Have a great day, everybody. Just kind of chew on that for a little.